Liz Cheney slams Trump's inaugural speech after Biden hands her preemptive pardon. By Olivia Rondo on January 20, 2025. Former U.S. Representative Liz Cheney, R.Y., slammed freshly sworn in President Donald Trump's remarks from his inauguration ceremony, calling him a liar for calling out the House Select Committee on January 6 and former Speaker Nancy Pelosi, D., right after she received a preemptive pardon from outgoing President Joe Biden. During his speech in front of dignitaries and family members in the rotunda at the U.S. Capitol, Trump lamented how he offered Pelosi 10,000 soldiers to mitigate the risk of unrest on January 6, 2021, but she rebuffed them. There were a lot of make-believe stories made up. So rather than suffer the wrath, like the story with Nancy Pelosi, I offered her 10,000 soldiers. She knows it, said Trump. She admitted it on tape that her daughter made. But Nancy said, it was my responsibility as she's leaving the Capitol. She said it was, and it was. She's in charge of security at the Capitol. Think of it, 10,000 soldiers. In other words, J6 wouldn't be J6. There would have been no J6, the president continued. But she rebuffed them. She didn't like it. No, she didn't like it. Trump went on to speculate that maybe Pelosi wanted that to happen, and claimed that the Select Committee, led by Cheney and Representative Benny Thompson, DMO, destroyed all evidence. Maybe she wanted that to happen. But she's guilty as hell. And now we would have to go through the process because they destroyed all evidence. They deleted everything. There's virtually nothing left, he stated. Cheney, who lost her chance at re-election when pro-Trump candidate Representative Harriet Hageman beat her in the August 2022 GOP primary for Wyoming's at-large congressional district, took to social media to attack the new president. Trump's remarks in the Capitol Visitor Center today were a reminder that neither lies nor the liar who tells them get better with age, the daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney wrote on X. The Select Committee evidence is available on multiple websites and, as a criminal defendant, Donald Trump has had access to all the transcripts for years, she continued. Remember Trump's character. He sat in his dining room watching on television as his supporters attacked our Capitol and brutally assaulted law enforcement. For hours, he refused to instruct the mob to leave. The truth will never change. However, footage of Pelosi admitting responsibility for the lack of preparedness at the Capitol on January 6 is, in fact, real. We did not have any accountability for what was going on there. And we should have, the congresswoman said as she left the Capitol in a car with her daughter, filmmaker Alexandra Pelosi. Why weren't the National Guard there to begin with? She asked, exasperatedly. I take responsibility for not having them just prepare for more, Pelosi stated. Cheney's ex-post came soon after former President Joe Biden issued her a preemptive pardon on his final day in office, Reuters reported.